Love Friends. I'm Lori.
And I'm Charlene Staples.
And I'm Mike Biazin. Welcome to the Spirit Calls.
Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
We can show God's grace to others by being kind and helping those who are struggling and who are grieving and hurting, and also by being kind to those who are unkind. Because I've found in life, I'm 66 and I've found in life, they're the ones that need the kindness and love the most. The ones that are angry and mad, because deep inside, I think when you're angry deep inside, you're sad. So they need to see God's grace in us.
We bring you the conclusion of this discussion of the God of Grace on this edition of the Spirit Calls.
To the path of righteousness, with power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runs over.
Jonah 4:2. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was this not my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I know that thou art a gracious God, and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thou of the evil. Exodus 34:6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Yahweh Channon, or El Channon, the God of grace. This is an essential name and characteristic. At creation, I created humanity with a desire that we would have a close, intimate relationship. In the beginning, I walked and talked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. and I had perfect communion and fellowship with them. Then one day, sin came into the world and broke that fellowship. You see, I am a holy God, and sin separates me and you. Humanity was destined to an existence separated from me and an eternity in hell. Then I came as God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and paid the penalty for your sin by dying on the cross. When you receive the free gift of eternal life that I extend through faith in Jesus Christ, I become your El Chanan, your God of grace. You can never work your way to heaven or even come close. However, when you turn to me in repentance and submit your life to me, my grace is sufficient for you, and you become my child. El Chanan, God of grace. Have you received that grace by asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart and life? If you have not, do it today.
Follow me, all who's weary, hear my voice. Follow me, I give my life at Calvary, shed my blood so you'd be free. Remember me, the one you read about. Oftentimes, made the thick of that. Come unto me, my burden's light. I'll give you rest. Follow me. Follow me.
Control, mold and shape me.
Yahweh Chenin, the God of grace, who gives his kids grace every single day. Gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love and kindness forever and ever. For he has unfailing love and forgiveness and mercy for me and you. And he sheds his grace on whatever we do. If you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you'll receive salvation and you'll have his grace forever. He'll be with you all of your days, and you'll have his grace upon you every step of the way. For he loves to show his grace to his kids, you see, because he wants to keep us safe and secure and succeed. If you're confused and don't know what to do, he'll give you grace and surely show you. If you got a trial or any kind of problem, he'll give you grace and bring the solution. If you're struggling or going through temptation, he'll give you grace and strength and help you overcome. If you're going through danger or pain or sorrow or grief, he'll give you grace and comfort and peace and safety. If you feel like quitting and feel like giving up, he'll give you grace and encourage you and give you love. When we're doing our work at home or for thee, he'll give us grace and the supply and the ability daily. Whatever we need financially, physically, or spiritually, he'll give us sufficient grace to meet that need. For he will give us grace for whatever we face, grace for what we need to do, and grace for what we say. For you'll have his grace always with you, giving you his loving forgiveness and mercy all life through. Yahweh Chenin, the God of grace, who gives his kids grace every single day.
Hi, this is Mike Biazin of The Spirit Calls. Are you in need of a healing or a miracle from God? Are you like the man who said to Jesus, "I believe, Lord, help thou my unbelief"? I have written a 31-day devotional that takes you through many of the healings and miracles of the Bible. Together, we'll go back in time and witness these events firsthand through the lens of God's Word. What did these people have in common who were healed? What lessons can you and I take away from these encounters? I encourage you to go online today and get your copy of Pressing In, 31 Days to Your Healing or Miracle. It's not a formula. It's an inspiring and encouraging journey of faith. Get your copy today when you visit our website, thespiritcalls.org. That's thespiritcalls.org. We at The Spirit Calls would like to bring a message of healing and inspiration at your church. As you know, I've written a 31-day devotional called Pressing In, geared to inspire you to believe God for your healing and miracle. Our team has been visiting various churches in the area, as we would like to have an opportunity to come and share a word from this devotional to inspire your congregation, as well as to share on the importance of Christian radio. We are doing this on Wednesday evenings because we would like to remain faithful to our home churches on Sunday. For more information about having the Spirit Calls team come and minister at your Wednesday night service, please visit thespiritcalls.org/healing or call me, Mike Biazin, at 207-730-3386. Once again, you can visit thespiritcalls.org/healing or call me at 207-730-3386. Let the team at The Spirit Calls bring a night of healing and inspiration to your congregation.
What are some ways that we can show God's grace to others?
With God's help, we can show God's grace to others by being kind and helping those who are struggling and who are grieving and hurting. And also by being kind to those who are unkind. Because I've found in life, I'm 66 and I've found in life, they're the ones that need the kindness and love the most. The ones that are angry and mad. Because deep inside, I think when you're angry deep inside, you're sad. Yeah. So they need to see God's grace in us. Amen. Right? And there's so many ways we can show God's grace. You know, like let's say somebody's yelling at you. We could show God's grace by, with the help of God, you know, clinging on to God, just being quiet and then just being loving back. My mother always said, you get more with honey than vinegar. Amen. And like I said, she was gracious.
I think it's accepting someone right where they are, yes. But not loving them enough not to let them stay there. Amen. You know, I needed that at one point in my life. I needed someone to just put their arms around me right where I was, no matter how bad that place might have been. But love me enough to show me there was a better way and not leave me there. And we've been doing that with a certain person we know through our church ministry. And it's worked wonders. I mean, she's been leading people to the Lord left and right.
Yes.
And she came to us and she really needed someone to accept her right where she was. You know, sometimes people will surprise you. You drive them away when you don't accept where they are. And make them feel like they're not welcome. And that can be the worst thing you can do to someone. So, I think that's what it's about. And just, like you said, being kind goes a long way. And sharing your, where you've been, your testimony. Look, I was where you once were. Make them feel like not alone, you know, and just give them your patience and your forgiveness, because we all make mistakes even after we've been Christians for a long time.
No, oh, yeah. And I gotta add, sister, give them lots of hugs and loves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. You know, Lori brought up the lady that's part of our church's online congregation, and you know, it was in the beginning, it was so that she would always send us an email and say, oh, I hate my life, but I blame God, I blame my family for everything that's going on. She had seen a lot of tragedy in her life, and getting these messages all the time, I was like, oh, not again, you know, and I could have just ignored those messages, and we could have done nothing there. But, you know, if we had done that, like Lori said, I think she's led 14 people to the Lord now in the last couple of weeks. And so when you stay gracious and show compassion, like we talked about last week, the dividends can be pretty amazing.
Yeah, I got to give a testimony. And I got to say, this was only God. It wasn't me. When I call my people with the devotions and the words God gives to me to give people and help people, there was this one girl I called every day, and she started swearing at me. And she was a good friend of mine, but I'm thinking, well, she must be having a bad day. You know, we all have our bad days, our bad moments. So God literally had me not say a word to her. Because I heard the Holy Spirit loud and clear, do not say a thing, my daughter. Do you remember this, Mike? I told you about it years ago. And this was probably, I'm going to say 18 years ago. And I didn't say a word. And I just listened to her swear, and all of a sudden she stopped. And she goes, I'm sorry, you can give your devotion now. I said, okay. That's all it was. Amen. I obeyed God, and she asked for forgiveness, you know what I mean? Amen. So God gives us grace. He gives us grace, sufficient grace for anything we do. He gives us sufficient grace for what we need to say. He gives us sufficient grace about what we need to do, you know what I mean?
Amen.
God is always faithful.
Amen. Yes, he is. And finally, what are some awesome scriptures that we can use in regards to our awesome God of grace?
Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen. And I'll end with this one, Acts 15:11. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. And it is by grace through faith that we are all saved. If you have not committed your life to Jesus, why not do it right today?
You'll never regret it.
Amen.
I love Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I love that because I've learned in trusting in myself, I always mess up. Amen.
Amen.
And if we trust in God for our help and wisdom and words and giving us the ability and guidance, he will help us, guide us, and we'll always be at the right place at the right time. And he'll give us grace for everything we face.
Now we want to hear from you. What does this passage mean to you? Send us a note, mike@thespiritcalls.org. That's mike@thespiritcalls.org. And the first three that write in can get a CD of some of the music we play. We look forward to hearing from you. God bless you.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too. Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. To make a wretch his treasure. In Jesus Christ, his death.